just wanted to say a few words first as a way of introducing this rather august panel on the psychology of successful games. Now, in terms of parsing this, I'm not really clear what a successful game is. We try to have them, but that would be open to a lot of debate. So I'll just focus on the psychology of games. And the way I see it, there's two parts to that. One is the intrinsic psychology of how we use these various, what I would call most beautiful techniques as angels to change the minds of the players and affect the minds of the players through immersion, engagement, and flow experience. That's sort of what I would think of when I thought of the psychology of games. But on the other hand, we have Stephen on the panel, who represents the other end of the spectrum, the devil in the process, and that is the what I would call the extrinsic issues, the issues outside the game and how games can be used to cunningly deceive those involved either in the game or outside of the game or looking into the game or be used as tools to forward your agenda. So we sort of cover the spectrum from intrinsic to extrinsic on this panel, and I think we have a lot of interesting talks for you. We'll start off with Graham Longley Brown with high engagement war games. Then we'll move to Nick Hare, creativity in games. And finally, Stephen Downs Martin will talk about designing war games to deceive, why and how. So let me turn it over to Graham to get started.